Praise the Lord. Message number 60. The title of the message: Principle for Peaceful Life. Let's open our Bible to Book of James chapter 4 and let us read from verse 1 to verse 10. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You don't have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend to the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that the Spirit He caused to live in us envies intensely, but He give us more grace? That's why Scripture says God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourself then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord and He will lift you up. Let's pray. We thank you, O Lord, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word to us. You explain it to us and anoint the message with the Holy Spirit. And let Lord who hear be touched and be changed and is transformed. O God, whatever your desire of sending this message shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. And Lord, the harvest that you desire shall come back to you, of changing people's life, of salvation, deliverance, and people get transformed and knowing you and walking according to your truth. We thank you and we bless you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. While I receive this message from the Lord, the picture that came strongly to my mind is about dental caries. Those who have toothache is a very severe pain. Do we sense it very disturbing? But when you go to the lesion of dental caries, it is a very small lesion, but it causes more trouble and causing more pain. It is so affecting the person who have toothache. He cannot move, he cannot eat, he cannot do his work, he cannot sleep. But the lesion that caused this pain is very, very small lesion, but it disturbs the whole body. And here the same here, you say, what causes fights and quarrel among you? Why all these fights and quarrels? Why all this problem and fighting and quarreling and people angry with people, people fighting with people, parties fighting with parties, country with countries? Why? What causes fights and quarrels among you? He's putting a question mark. He's putting a question. What is the reason for fights and quarrels? Don't they come from your desires that battles within you? They are desires. They are wrong desires. Wrong desires. You know, there's wrong things inside. Small. These desires, it battle inside. It is against the will of God. In James chapter 1 verse 14, but each one is tempted when by his own evil desires he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desires has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, gives birth to death. So here, what is disturbing your life is something evil desire, that evil desire against God's will, and battle inside you. You don't need it. Actually, you can live in a better way if you put these evil desires away. You know, there's every human, he has a certain setup and certain plans and certain ambitions and certain goal he wants to achieve. And that is not wrong. But when all these things, it does not match with what God planned, God wish, and God's call for you, and God's goals that He set before you. If this what you have does not match the things of God, then this will cause a problem into your life. He said you want something but you don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight, this all disturbances. You know, all this would disturb the life. You will not have a peaceful life because you have certain ambitious things, certain desires that God is not approving. A certain people, they have a certain desire. They want to go to a certain places in the world. They want to get certain profession or certain study. They want to get certain jobs. Now that's not wrong, but if it is not matched with God's will, you would just struggle and struggle and struggle, and it will not happen. You will not enjoy the present life that God had gave you. When you allow these desires to battle within you, then that will make your life miserable. Instead of relying on God, then you will find yourself fighting with people. Like a person with a toothache, is a very distressful situation. And the point here, some people, they will project it that we are not getting these things because some other people, they are not helping us, or they are getting their our rights. But the matter is, it is not like that. It is not God's will. The problem inside you is, you have a certain desires that it is not fit with the plan of God in your life. You say they don't have because they don't ask God. The Bible says, delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desire of your heart. But the thing here, when you delight in the Lord, One of the things that show that you delight in the Lord is that you put away your own desire and accept the desire of God, the desire of God, or what you want to see in your life. When you delight in the Lord, the desire of the heart and the focus of the heart will be completely changed. You will be willing to accept and adopt the desires and the plans of God for you in your life. So you will find yourself, you are asking God, and you are moving step by step with the Lord. Life is smooth. There is no quarrel. There is no sideways. You are not fighting with people. Because when God, He will provide. When God, He has a plan, there is a provision. His divine power had given us everything we need for life and godliness. 1 Peter, book of 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. His divine power had given us everything we need for life and godliness. This will happen when our desires, our own evil desire, are taken away. It might not be an evil desire, but it, as long as it is not the desire of God, it will not help you. Check yourself, what you are now struggling with. Do you really need certain certificate that you want to after? Are you really in deep need for that position? What, you cannot manage with other type of position or job? Or just that is the ambitious things or the flesh? I'm not saying that's wrong, but God is not approving it. God is saying you don't need that. God wants you to live a peaceful life according to His standard, according to His thought for you. Amen? So you don't need to struggle yourself or trouble yourself with unnecessary things. These are the accessories. Your life without them can still be good and better. But with them you will have fight and struggle and quarrels and the rest. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. The more that you want to enjoy, the more you want to make yourself happy. Some people, they want the prestige, they want honor. And they will start to ask God to approve certain plans or to give them certain things so that they would indulge more. It is the desire inside you that makes you asking God with the wrong motive to spend it on your own pleasure. God will not answer these things. And you will live in a frustration. Why God is not giving this to me? Why God is not doing that to me? That is not what God had planned for you. You don't need all these things. And man's life, it is not consistent with what he has. Not that when you have more, your life will be better. No. You may have much, but still, your life will not be good. Book of Luke chapter 12 and verse 15. Then he said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." Your life does not consist of how much you have. You may have less, but you will live better. Sometimes the desire inside you pushing you to have more, but with the more you will have troubles and you will have suffering. So refine this evil desire, take it out from you. This is one of the principles to live a peaceful life. Don't allow a desire not of God. You must define it well. Be honest with the Lord. The Lord will lead you. If this desire is not from God, then you can see it clearly as cause problem for you, trouble and fight. That is then not from the Lord. You stop where you are and ask the Lord to remove it from your heart and humble yourself. God will lead you in the way that you need to go. James 4:4, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. The evil desire that inside you will push you to be friendly with the world, loving pleasures, love of money, love of to have a prestige, you love to be a well-known person. This is all worldliness. The more you are going into this direction, the more your life is difficult because you become an enemy of God. Those who go into this direction, they will be enemy with God. Now, if you have a person beside you and this person is your enemy, how your life is difficult. But how much more if God is your enemy? It's very clearly here. God will be your enemy. And how you have a peaceful life? You don't need many things that you desire to have. It is not the plan of God or the will of God. It's all worldliness. Check yourself. Be at peace with the Lord. Humble yourself. As you sit with God, allow the Holy Spirit to examine you. Why you are not happy? In verse 5 we say, or do you think, Scripture says without reason, that the Spirit He caused to live in us envies intensely the Holy Spirit, because once you believe you are marked with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will be in pain. The Holy Spirit is God and He will be jealous. He is a jealous God. He will be grieving and envies intensely when He found you worldly and when He found you are allowing an evil desire to battle against the parts of your body and against the Holy Spirit whom the Lord had sealed you when you received Christ. So you will be always in sadness, no peace, because the Holy Spirit that is inside you is not agreeing with what you are doing. You are going against the will of God. And that's why the Holy Spirit is sad about you. So don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't be worldly. Don't be enemy of God. The Holy Spirit inside you will be not a comfort to you, will be a trouble to you. In verse 6, but He gives us more grace. That's why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. You humble yourself now. You want to have more peaceful life? Allow God to refine you. Refine your wrong motives in life and living. Then God will give you more grace. In Psalm 25 verse 9, He guides the humble in what is right and teaching them His ways. God is willing to teach you His ways, willing to guide you beside quiet water. He makes you lie, to make you lie over a green pasture. God is longing to restore your soul, but He wants you to be humble. God opposes the proud. The more you are proud, the more you want to push your own agenda, God will oppose you. But as you humble down and surrender your will and plan to the Lord will give you more grace. Don't resist God. Don't push against God's will. Verse 7, rule and a principle for peaceful living. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. How you submit yourself to God? This desire that's inside, give it away. Get rid of it. Surrender it to the Lord. Don't be a friend with the world. These things that is you are enticed with, take it away from your life. Ask the Lord to take it away from you. Submit fully to the Lord. This is the key for a peaceful life. Fully submit to God, then you will be able to resist the devil. I don't need to go this way. I don't need to do that. My life is not in these things. My life is not inconsistent of all these things. I don't need these things. I need God in my life. I don't need to force myself to do that and this. This is not from God. God had a good plan for me. With a simple living, I can enjoy my life with the Lord. Come near to God. In verse 8, and He will come near to you. So what the Holy Spirit said is a distance. These evil desires inside you, this worldliness, it make a distance between you and God. So come near to God and He will come near to you to aid you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Wash your hands. There is sin in your life. Purify your heart. Your heart is not purely for the Lord. There is something unclean. You double-minded. You are already confused. You are already double-minded. You know the word of God, but you are out of the way, out of the truth. You are trying to keep both ways. It cannot be. Don't be double-minded. Only one way. There is no other option. There is no shortcut. There is no one leg here, the other leg there. Don't be double-minded. In verse 9, grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. What he means here, not that you grieve or mourn or cry. But what he say here, don't go after worldly things. Those things will not make you happy. It is better that you live your life in a simple way. Better than to have everything but you are in sin. Better that you live persecuted than to live a worldly way against God. Better that the people will harm you, but not that you have done evil against people. Better You live as a poor person, not as a greedy and thief. Better that there is injustice has been done against you. It is better to have this, better than to be the unjust person who have harmed others. Let us go to the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How he lived his life. He was rejected by people. He was harmed. People take advantage of him. They insulted him. Spit on his face. He was put to death on the cross. And he endured all that. But he was doing the will of the Lord. And God raised him up and God lifted him up in the same way. Don't run after things. God, if that is his will, he will bring it to you. You don't need to fight for it. You don't need to go after it. Humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. What is due for you, even if the people withhold it from you, they will try their best to take it from you. You don't need to fight with them, and still you can live in the best way away from that. Think, you don't need that. Take this desire away. The Lord himself will lift you up. Humble yourself. Calm down. Surrender your will to the Lord at the right time. No date. No year. His right time, he will lift you up. But until he will come, I can assure you, you can live a peaceful life. If you had to cleanse yourself from that particular desire, you know it very well. That is battle against you. You don't need that. Take it away. You need more the Lord. Remember, he gives more grace to the humble. Let's come to the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit now to examine you. Whatever things that is not of him, tell him, Lord, take it away from my soul and spirit. Take it away, O God. That is the source of hurt to me. I don't need that. I realize now, Lord, I can still live in a better way. Away from that. Cleanse me, O God, and guide me, O Lord. Help me, Lord, to focus more on you. O God, give me self-control. I am willing to say no to all this temptation. Take this evil desire away, Lord, from me. I don't want to be famous. I don't want to be well-known. Lord, I don't love the worldly things. I need you more in my life. Please, O God, you help me. Pray to the Lord. Continue to ask him to cleanse you. These are things that is unpleasant to the Lord. Ask God to cleanse you from them. Lord, I pray for everyone who has set his heart to follow you. Bless that person. And help him to overcome and let him have a peaceful life in their presence. Oh God, take this message and make it reach your people who are really in need to hear that particular message. We thank you and we praise you. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.